Thank you, Pravina sir, and all the students from the university who are part of the Vedam group, Radio Sai Vedam Classroom. And dear listeners, this is Vishu and my loving Sairam from the studios of Radio Sai on this pleasant Thursday evening. I'm so happy we are continuing the Thursday live broadcast from the studios, and it's time now after the Vedam for some bhajans. Yes, the Vedam was sandwiched between the Mandir bhajan session, and now you're going to have the bhajan tutor. And as I reflect on it, isn't both these mediums so beautiful? Just like in Vedam, you have the intonations, which are so important when you chant, because these intonations have in them potency to generate those vibrations which are beneficial to you and for the entire surroundings, and actually in fact the universe. They can purify the atmosphere. So you have the intonations in Vedam, which is so important. And along with intonations, what is also needed is proper pronunciation. You cannot compromise on the intonation or the pronunciation. But the Vedam experience reaches a new level of fulfillment. You get the maximum benefit only when you understand what you're chanting and chant it with the right intent. And isn't bhajans also something similar? In bhajans, you have to have the proper raga, the proper tune, and you have to sing in the proper rhythm. You cannot compromise on singing something which is not in shruti, not in the proper tune, or which doesn't fall properly on the beat. That is extremely important for your own harmony and to help all the singers and all the participants of the bhajan group, for them to have at least a smooth experience during the bhajan session. But just like in Vedam, when you understand the meaning of what you're chanting, the benefit that you derive reaches a completely different level. It's the same with bhajans. When we understand what we are singing and we sing it with the right feeling, then what we experience is something absolutely different. That is when we really are fortunate to experience the bliss that bhajans can convey, how it can really cleanse our beings. It can actually purify not only us but our entire surroundings. And that is the reason why in bhajan singing, the bhajan leader, the person who leads the bhajans, his role becomes so important. Because unlike in Vedam, where it is a congregational chanting, when you chant as a group, in bhajan singing one person leads, and he actually virtually is the leader of the group. And how he delivers, how he offers his music to the Lord becomes so important, because he is carrying the prayers of so many. He actually becomes a conduit for the Lord. And when the conduit is clear, the connection with the Lord is more complete. On the other hand, if there are flaws in this conduit, it becomes a miserable experience for everyone around. And it is precisely for this reason that bhajan singing, especially the one who's leading the bhajans, his role becomes paramount. And that is the reason why from the beginning of the bhajan movement, Swami has always stressed on how the bhajan leader should prepare himself for this role. And he himself sang bhajans to demonstrate how bhajans should be sung. In fact, today being Thursday, you heard Bhagwan singing Govinda Hare, Gopal Hare. And he sung so many bhajans to teach us how we should offer every bhajan at his lotus feet. And we can do it only when we have the feeling that we are merely an instrument. We are supposed to be a flute. The conduit has to be like a flute, egoless, straight, no crookedness. A flute through which the music of God can flow without any gaps, without any disturbances. And that is precisely what we are trying to do in the Radio Sai Bhajan classroom. We are trying to help all of us to sing in such a manner that our connection with the Lord becomes more and more and more complete. So let's begin today's Radio Sai Bhajan classroom. I am Team Radio Sai's Bishu, and the time in the studios now is 6:48. And before we begin, let us first think of the Lord with reverence and humility. Let us first offer our most loving and prayerful salutations at the lotus feet of our dearest Lord and pray to Him to bless us with that strength and insight so that we can always strive to be exemplars of His love and His message. With this prayer, let's move on and welcome dear listeners to a fresh episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. And today, we learn a bhajan adoring our dear Lord Sai as the Divine Mother. The first line of the bhajan goes like this.
Jaya Ma, Jaya Ma, Daya Karo Sai Ma.
So as always, we will begin with the lyrics and then we'll move on to the tune, the raga, the tala and the meaning of every line of this bhajan. And in the end, we will have a short conversation with Mr. Pratim Banerjee, a former student of Bhagwan's University who sang in front of Baba for 7 continuous years. Let's begin with the lyrics.
This bhajan is being sung in the scale C sharp pancham. Jaya Ma, Jaya Ma, Daya Karo Sai Ma, Mukti Pradayini, Prema Pradayini, Shanti Pradayini Ma, Janani Ma, Janani, Jagat Janani Sai Ma, Daya Karo Sai Ma.
So those are the lyrics of the bhajan, and now let's move on to how to sing this bhajan. You will first hear Brother Ravi Kumar sing every line without any musical accompaniments, and then you will hear Brother Anirudh follow him after every line. And when he does so, dear listeners, you too please join. It will really help you to get a good idea of how the tune flows.
Jaya Ma, Jaya Ma, Daya Karo Sai Ma.
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 Mukti Pradayini, प्रेम प्रदायिनी शांति प्रदायिनी मां
मुक्ति प्रदायिनी प्रेम प्रदायिनी शांति प्रदायिनी मां
मुक्ति प्रदायिनी प्रेम प्रदायिनी शांति प्रदायिनी मां
मुक्ति प्रदायिनी प्रेम प्रदायिनी शांति प्रदायिनी मां
जननी मां जननी जग जननी साई मां
जननी जग जननी साई मां
जननी मां जननी जग जननी साई मां
जननी जननी जग जननी साई मां
दया करो साई मां जय मां
दया करो साई मां जय मां
कृपा करो साई मां
कृपा करो साई मां
जय मां जय
So that was the tune of this bhajan in the voices of Ravi Kumar and Anirudh. And now, dear listeners, let us learn a little more about the swaras and the raga that is associated with this bhajan. And my colleague Anirudh is here in the studios to help us in this endeavor. Welcome, Anirudh, to this program.
Thank you, Vishu.
So tell us about the technicality of this bhajan.
Yeah, this bhajan Jayama, it's a very beautiful composition, and I think it belongs to the rag Gavati.
Mm-hmm.
The notes of this raga go like this.
Saga padani sa sanidha pa maga mare nidaza.
So in this raga you have
saga ga major shuddha,
yes.
Padha shuddha, ni
ni is komal ni,
ni one. Sa ni dha pa ma ga ma re ni da sa.
It is little similar to the rag Kalavati.
Yes.
Where you have the notes
sa ga pa da ni sa sa ni dha pa ga sa.
Okay.
This is Kalavati where you don't have ma and re.
Yes.
In this, ma and re are blended in this raga beautifully. That
sa ni da pa ma ga ma re ni da sa. padane dhapa mare mare padane ne sada pamagamare ne ne da sa.
So you have Ray and Ma coming in to add beauty to Kalavati.
Yeah.
So can we take this bhajan now and see the swaras for every line?
Yeah, sure.
Jaya Ma, Jaya Ma, Daya Karo Sai Ma. Padisaga Gapadha Padha Pama Garisa Gamare Nirisasa Mukti Pradayini Prema Pradayini Shanti Pradayini Ma. Sasani sasani riri sariri ni gagamare ni ni sani dapa janani ma janani jaga janani sai ma. Ni 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 dha pa ma dha 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 pa ni dha ma ga ri sa ga daya karo sai ma jaya ma ga ma re ni ri sa sa Pani Saga Kripa Karo Sai Ma Gamarini Risasa.
Wonderful. You have so many instances where you use this Gama Reni.
Yeah, very beautiful phrase it is.
Gama Reni Risa.
Even in the high line we use it.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Are there more bhajans in this raga, Anya?
I don't know exactly whether there are bhajans in this raga.
This is a Hindustani raga.
Yeah,
right?
This is a Hindustani classical raga. But I can tell you some bhajans where you have the same flavor.
Okay.
This Gavati and Kalavati flavor. Especially Gavati flavor where Ma comes as...
Tum ho vina vinasha Ganesha.
If there Mari in either side comes.
Tum ho vina vinasha Ganesha.
That is there. The place. Okay.
And then I think
Haraj suno mere Param Kripalu.
Beautiful bhajan in this.
Yes, sir. Wonderful. And the beat of the bhajan is the same 8-beat, right?
Yeah, same 8-beat.
8-beat Kahirwata. Wonderful. Thank you very much, Anirudh.
Thank you, Vishu. Sai Ram.
Now that we know the lyrics, the tune, the raga and the tala of the bhajan, it's time to move on to the most important aspect, the bhava, or the feeling with which we must offer this bhajan to the Lord. And to learn how to develop bhava, we have to understand what each word in this line conveys. So let's start with the first line.
Jaya Ma, Jaya Ma, Daya Karo Sai Ma.
Here Here the first word is Jaya, which means victory. The second word is Ma, meaning mother. The phrase Jaya Ma occurs twice in this line and it means may victory be too. The fifth word is Daya Karo, which comes from Daya meaning compassion and Karo means to give. The Sanskrit word for the spiritual heart is Hridaya, and Bhagwan says that only when our hearts are filled with compassion or Daya can we claim to have a heart. So when we sing Daya Karo in this line, let us pray to Bhagwan to fill our hearts with compassion so that we too may spread it to all those around us. Another way of understanding the word Daya Karo is beseeching the Lord to pour His compassion on us. O Lord, please forgive me for my past frailties and grant me the conviction to make the right choices. Fill me with compassion. Please have mercy on me. That is the meaning of Daya Karo. The other word in this line is Sai, which means Sa, where Sa means divine and I means mother. Therefore, in this line, Jai Ma, Jai Ma, Daya Karo, Sai Ma, we proclaim victory to the Divine Mother and seek her compassion. We pray to her to fill our hearts with compassion so that we may too show this compassion to all those we meet in our lives. Let's go on to the second line.
Mukti Pradayini प्रेम प्रदायिनी शांति प्रदायिनी मां.
The first word here is Mukti, meaning liberation. In an interview to a group of Westerners many years ago, Swami asked, "What do you want?" to a young Westerner aged 16, and the teenager said, "Swami, I want liberation, mukti." So Swami asked, "What is liberation?" And the boy said, "Swami, it means end of the path." When Bhagwan heard this, he went on to explain, "Liberation is immortality. And how to attain immortality?" Swami said, "Removal of immorality is the only way to attain immortality." And Swami urged him to inquire who actually is he, so that he will realize one day that love is everything. And then Swami told him to learn to expand his love through selfless love towards all with no ego. That is the goal of every individual on this earth, and that is true liberation. The word Pradayini occurs thrice in this line and it means she who confers. The third word is Prema, meaning divine, selfless, unconditional love. What comes to my mind is the experience of Mrs. Phyllis Crystal, a veteran devotee of the Sai family, and the experience she had in the 70s is really revealing. In 1974, she and her husband, Mr. Sidney Crystal, were returning to the USA from India after meeting Bhagwan Baba in Mumbai, and the plane they were traveling in actually had hijackers on board. And so suddenly, in the plane there was a mayhem. The hijackers had strewn broken liquor and perfume bottles along the aisle of the plane to ensure that when they lit the fire, the plane would burn instantly. And they were doing this because they were seeking the release of two of their compatriots, two of their fellow hijackers who were imprisoned in Greece because of a former similar misadventure. They had originally hoped to land in Greece, in Athens, in Greece, because that is where their two compatriots were imprisoned. But somehow, that did not happen. The plane did not land in Greece. And now, they just had decided to blow up the plane, blow up every passenger in the plane over the North Sea. And reliving that dreadful moment, Mrs. Phyllis Crystal recalls how one of the hijackers who was smoking a cigarette which was hanging out of his mouth looked so terrifying. And at that instant her husband said, "Phyllis, you know, we have had a very long and good life together. Now you have to understand
that you are not going to survive and you are not going to see your daughters again. And the moment Sidney said this, what came out of Phyllis' mouth in an instant is this: don't be foolish. We are going to survive. And then she says, she just remembered at that moment Baba's room in Dharmakshetra in Mumbai, and instantly she visualized it again and again, seeing Baba in Dharmakshetra, and she started to ask for Baba's help. Baba, Baba, please, Swami, please help. And the next moment, the most astonishing thing happened. It was as if she was hearing Baba's voice from within very clearly, and that voice was telling her, send love to them, send love to them. And Phyllis Crystal was saying to that voice, are you crazy? Have you looked at their faces? They are so brutal. They want to kill us and you are expecting me to send love to them? But that voice inside was very clear, send love to them. And it was because only Baba, only Swami could see God in that hijackers, and you have to develop that love. You have to visualize Baba and send that love to them. And when she just started doing that, she saw in front of her eyes that the hijackers were getting more and more nervous. They were trembling, and suddenly they actually dropped the guns and the ammunition they were holding, and the man who had the cigarette put off that cigarette. Mrs. Phyllis Crystal later, ruminating on this episode, said, I was so astonished. I was just doing what I was told to do from within, but perhaps I never realized that it will really work. I was so surprised, and it was so immediate. The one who was smoking, he simply started to tremble. In fact, he cut his wrist on one of the bottles, and then he took a handkerchief and just wound it around. And she began to share how all the hijackers became extremely jittery, and they were looking around wondering what was happening to them. Why were they getting so nervous? From where was it coming? The entire atmosphere was changing rapidly. And Phyllis Crystal says, thank God they did not suspect me. They did not know that it was all happening because of me. And after hours of this horrific ordeal in the skies, the plane was finally allowed to land at Amsterdam, and all the passengers safely alighted from the plane and took their belongings. And after this happened, immediately the hijackers then set the plane ablaze, and they were of course arrested shortly thereafter. And later that year, the same year, Mr. and Mrs. Crystal came back to India to see Bhagwan, and as soon as they saw Swami, and even before they could tell anything to Bhagwan, Swami interrupted them and said, yes, I heard you. And then Swami mimicked her voice in a very English accent to demonstrate how she was calling out for him. And in fact, everyone in the interview room at that time had a hearty laugh, because the way Swami was mimicking her English accent really amused everyone. And in that short interview that Swami gave them, Bhagwan went on to explain everything that happened in the plane. And Phyllis Crystal later said, from what I understood, the most important thing happened on that day was that the plane was filled, was suffused with Baba's love, and that is what saved us. So that is the Divine Mother Sai, who is Prema Pradayini, the one who can fill us with unconditional love and enable us to radiate it even in the seemingly worst conditions. The other word in this line is Shanti, which means peace. Thus in this line, Mukti Pradayini, Prema Pradayini, Shanti Pradayini Ma, we call out to the Divine Mother, who is endowed with all the powers to bestow on us liberation. We pray to her to fill our hearts with selfless love and peace. We move on to the third line.
Janani Ma Janani Jagajanani Sai Ma.
Here the word Janani occurs twice, and it means mother. The word Ma also means mother. The word Jagat Janani comes from Jagat meaning cosmos, and therefore Jagat Janani means the cosmic mother. Hence in this line, Janani Ma Janani, Jagat Janani Sai Ma, we glorify the mother of mothers, the one who is the divine mother of the entire cosmos. Let's move on to the fourth line.
Daya karo Sai Ma Jaya Ma.
All the words in this line are already known to us. Let us relive a moving incident concerning Brother Prashant Sai, an alumnus of Bhagwan's University, who narrated this incident. Brother Prashant had a sugar problem and he was used to taking insulin as per Bhagwan's directions. In 2006, the medium action insulin he was using was being phased out and he had to switch to another which would offer a similar kind of action. And when he began taking the insulin, he found that it did not suit him well and he used to have severe hypoglycemia, that is low sugar levels in the blood at about 3 a.m. in the night. But suddenly thereafter, the sugar levels would rise. It would be 300 micrograms per deciliter when he woke up in the morning. So he had these strange highs and lows because of this new insulin he started taking, and he realized that anything that he did was not working. He tried to change the dosage by increasing it or decreasing, but nothing worked. Every night he had this highs and lows in his sugar levels and he didn't know what to do. Several months passed, and on July 12, 2007, he was asked by the Vice Chancellor of Bhagwan's University to see him, because there was an opportunity where he could get a teaching job in Bhagwan's college. So that evening, after the job interview with the Vice Chancellor, 8 students, including him, Prashant, were seated in the bhajan hall to take Bhagwan's blessings. And as Bhagwan started interacting with all these 8 students, suddenly Swami asked for him. He actually beckoned him closer. And then Swami asked him, which subject is yours? And he said, Swami, mathematics and computer science. Swami replied, oh, mathematics. And then Swami extended his hand. And when Bhagwan extended his hand, Prashant thought that maybe Swami wanted a handkerchief. So he was trying to look for a handkerchief, but Swami said no. He was actually asking for Prashant's hand. And when Prashant gave his hand, Swami put his own hand in Prashant's hand. And then he asked, how is your health? And Prashant poured out in front of Bhagwan. He said, Swami, I get low sugars in the night. The new insulin is not suiting me. And then Bhagwan said, I know, I know. And he blessed him profusely and left the bhajan hall. And Prashant says, from that day, July 12, 2007, till 2013, when this is being recorded, he never had the sugar problem again. The fluctuations in his sugar levels never triggered. And this is just one among millions to demonstrate to us the endless compassion of our Bhagwan. So in this line, Daya Karo Sai Ma Jaya Ma, we pray to the Divine Mother who is eternally compassionate, the one who is waiting to shower His grace on us. We proclaim victory to such a beautiful mother. Let's now move on to the fifth line.
Kripa karo Sai Ma.
The first word here is Kripa karo. Kripa meaning divine grace, and karo means to bestow. When we sing Kripa karo, we are actually entreating the Divine Mother to pour her grace on us. And what Baba says is actually His grace is always there with us. In fact, on one occasion explaining about Divine grace, Bhagwan said, My grace is ever with you. It is not something that is given or taken. It is given always and accepted by the consciousness that is aware of its significance. Win the grace of your own subconscious, Swami says. Because when you have the grace of your own subconscious, you can accept the grace of God, which is all the time available. God does not deny anyone. It is only you who deny God. When the gift is proffered, you have to do only one little act so that you may earn it. You have to extend your hand to receive it. In the same manner, the grace is always there from the divine. What we have to awaken is our subconscious. We need the grace of our own subconsciousness, and we have to win this grace by teaching our subconscious to value the grace of God. Swami says, my grace is showered wherever you are because my love is infinite. It does not calculate or measure the readiness of your subconscious to receive it and benefit from it. The grace itself will confer on you the faith and the strength and the wisdom and the joy. We have to tune ourselves to this infinite reservoir, which is all pervasive and omnipotent. Hence in this line, Kripa Karo Sai Ma, we pray to Divine Mother Sai to help us refine ourselves more and more so that we become receptive to her divine grace on us. With that, dear listeners, we have understood the meaning of every word of this bhajan, at least to a small extent. Now let us listen to the complete version of this bhajan as it is sung by students of Bhagwan's University in the Prashanthi Nilayam Mandir.
Jaya Ma, Jaya Ma, Daya Karo Sai Ma. Oh,
So that was the Mandir version of this beautiful bhajan. And now let's listen to a conversation with a Mandir singer, Pratim Banerjee, a former student of Bhagwan's University who had the chance to study at Bhagwan's Lotus Feet for 9 years, right from 11th class through his graduation, post-graduation in mathematics and later his second post-graduation in business management. Pratim is an excellent singer, actor, speaker and athlete. Sairam Pratim, and welcome to this program. You've been a member of the Prashanti Bhajan group for at least 7 years. 9 years you were a student in Bhagwan's University and you started singing from the time you joined Vrindavan campus in 2005, right?
Yes.
So how was it when you started singing? Because Vrindavan is an arena where singers especially get a lot of chances because there are no postgraduate students and all the undergraduate students have plenty of opportunity to offer to Bhagwan their music, their bhajans and drama. So how was it for you at that time, especially being part of the bhajan group?
It was a really, enriching experience, because what usually we feel is that undergraduate students don't get much exposure because of being, juniors or still in growing in the learning curve. But in my case, me and my 2 year senior, in our case, Swami had given us this opportunity. He gave us the exposure required, because that year Swami had come to Vrindavan like some 3 times, mm-hmm. including the first stay initially when we joined. I'm talking about the year 2005. And even mid-year, Swami had come once, and after sports meet, surprisingly, Swami had come to Vrindavan.
Okay.
And stayed on for a month.
Wow.
So that was the best part of my stay in Vrindavan and being part of the bhajan group. And after sports meet, he was like, in the entire month of the end of January and in the beginning of February. He was there, and that's peak winter time in Vrindavan. Hmm. So we were a group of 7 Mandir singers there, and quite usually, every day, 1 or 2 of us used to have a sore throat. Some days even 3 or even 4.
Difficult because of the weather.
Because of the weather. And those days, Swami used to come out pretty late for darshans. And bhajans had to be done at 9 o'clock in the morning and at 5 in the evening. So we used to have like 1.5-2 hours of bhajan session waiting for Bhagwan to come. And after Swami comes, again another hour or an hour and a half. And being new to the bhajan group, we didn't have those many bhajans on our list either.
You were not in a sort of a Sai environment before. Mm. Like you were just getting used to bhajans. Music was a part of you, but not bhajans.
Not bhajans. So it was pretty difficult that way. So we had to pick up new songs. And of course, we did make a few mistakes here and there. And that was a period when, Swami wasn't all that happy with our bhajan singing. So Swami used to every day tell the then warden, Mr. Narasimha Murthy, that somehow boys are not singing all that well. They are not in tune. He used to use the word apashruti.
Mm-hmm.
They are not singing in proper shruti, proper tune. So, and our exams were nearing. Actually, the first half of his stay, he was pretty happy with us. And then suddenly he somehow didn't like our singing. And that was when our exams were nearing and we were told to focus on exams and focus on studies. As a result, we couldn't practice much.
Mm-hmm.
So that entire stretch of 10 days for about like a week or so, every day, morning and evening, Swami used to pass this particular remark to Warden Sir, and Warden Sir used to call us and, tell us that this is what Swami is saying. Why aren't you guys working harder? Swami is telling you all to sing better. Swami is saying, we are the ones who set examples for devotees. Yes. General public, our style of singing is what is adopted everywhere else. So we decided that the day exams get over, because we had like 2 papers in a day, so there was no time for us to even get back to the music room and practice. So we decided the day exams get over, that very day we would start practicing. And you won't believe, we just had a practice. We got up at 4 in the morning, 7-8 of us, we sat there and we did a little practice and he went for bhajan singing. I'm sure, at a human level, there was no perceptible difference
in the singing.
In the singing. But Swami came out and that day he was so happy. He looked at all of us. He said, he made expressions, he made gestures saying, it's very nice singing, very nicely all are singing. So that teaches us a lesson that is the kind of importance Swami gives to
all he
practice.
Wanted is that you put that serious effort.
Yes. Put the effort in, whether we are really in Shruti or not doesn't matter to him. I think
yes.
More than that, what matters is the feeling, the effort.
Effort. And I think we have seen that on so many occasions, you know, when Swami suddenly blessed someone or suddenly Swami would grant a particular blessing to someone. And you probably in your mind think that that person doesn't deserve it. You know, they didn't really perform so well. I mean, the other drama guys were so fantastic and Swami didn't even go near them. But look at these guys. It was actually very sort of pedestrian, but Swami suddenly is blessing. We can never, because you never know what is...
Yeah, in that regard, I would like to share another experience. And though this is not directly linked to Bhajan Group, but a lot of such experiences with me happened because by virtue of being in Bhajan Group.
Okay.
Because Bhajan Group singers, you know, we always got a chance to sit right at Swami's feet.
Yes.
So this was again in my third year of bachelor's course in Vrindavan. I was selected for the convocation drama and we were given a minor role. So two of my, like me and another friend of mine, we were sitting and, you know, just kind of judging character in the drama. He, at that point in time, he was receiving a lot of attention from Swami and we felt that by virtue of that, he got a good role in the drama. So he was just sitting there.
Not because of his acting.
Not because of his acting
Swami
skills.
Is talking to him, yes. So, you know, he's got a plum role in the drama.
So we both, right in the institute auditorium, we were sitting somewhere at the end and we were evaluating his skills and, you know, dialogue delivery and all that. So you're kind of doing a technical detailing of all his skills and then kind of making a judgment that he doesn't deserve, you know, we can maybe do better or somebody else can do better. And something very interesting happened and that this was a life lesson. The next day when, you know, we all were sitting at Swami's feet for bhajans, Swami suddenly looked out for convocation drama boys. Swami said, where are the convocation drama boys? And there were two of us in the bhajan group who were part of the drama as well. So he went up to Swami. To the first boy, Swami spoke very nicely. He was from Shimla. So Swami asked him questions about Shimla and about his parents and other things. And then Swami called me and asked, the first question he asked was, kaisa acting karta hai? How do you act? I didn't know what to answer. I went totally blank.
What to answer?
How do you act? What? So I just said, Swami, theek karta hai. Swami, I do okay. So Swami said, concentrate on your acting. I thought, okay, fine. So I just took Pad Namaskar, went back. When I sat, that is when it dawned on me that yesterday we both were having this conversation. And today Swami has drilled it into me that focus on your acting. The stress was on your...
Concentrate on your
acting. Okay. Focus on your acting and don't pass comments. Don't judge others.
Yes.
Because leave that judgment to me. Okay. I know whom to give what. And so for the best thing for anybody, I have kind of tried to adopt that thing also in my life that to an extent, like to the extent possible, I've tried stopping judging others.
Yes.
I've just tried to contain... Be with myself, focus on myself and try to improve.
Yes.
And the same thing I also, you know, went out and shared with my friend.
Okay.
With whom I was having this conversation and to a large extent he has also, you know, adopted the same philosophy in life.
Wonderful.
So,
little things, but they leave such indelible impressions.
Exactly.
So that was Pratim Banerjee, an alumnus of Bhagwan's University, who at the time of recording this conversation in June 2013 was moving to United Kingdom on an assignment to work in Tata Steel. He incidentally got selected for TAS, that is the Tata Administrative Service, which is the Tata Group's premier leadership program. So with this, we have come to the end of the present episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. We hope you enjoyed it. And dear listeners, please do write to us to share your feedback, suggestions or requests to this program. As always, you can write to listener@radiosai.org. And in the end, we place this humble offering at the lotus feet of our beloved master, Bhagwan Baba. The sound engineers for this program are Abhishek and Sunil. So with this, it is time to conclude this segment of Thursday Live from the studios of Radio Sai. I am Team Radio Sai's Bishu and my colleague Prem along with Harishankar. They are waiting to take over for our next program, Shravanam Mananam Nididhyasanam, the program based on Bhagwan's discourses. And after this program completes in an hour, I will be back for our next episode of Outside, Inside and Deep Inside. And today, we are going to discuss about something which concerns each one of us, something that we do multiple times every day, something that is so much a part of us. Every single day of our lives from the time we are born. Yes, it is something to do with eating. We are going to discuss about the magnificent property of Brahmarpanam, the food prayer. So that is coming up in 60 minutes from now. For the present, Shravanam, Mananam and Nidhityasanam with Prem and Harishankar. Keep listening. Thank you so much and Sairam.